on his way out the back door. I had been up late working on a proposal for the South Carolina Electric and Gas Company. It was pretty much a done deal, but I still worried. I got paid to worry. I raced to work like a madwoman. I should not have been in the least surprised to discover, when I made it to the library, that I had left the support materials for the charts at home. Instead of lunch, I'd just fly home as fast as I could, grab the papers, and fly back in time for the 2 o'clock meeting. I gave my diskettes to our development department secretary, who swore up and down that it was no problem to print the graphs on 16x20 paper for the easel. I blew her a kiss and ran back home at around 11. It was a gorgeous South Carolina morning. I don't know why, but I was struck by the clearness of the sky. All that blue. So beautiful. I raced down Meeting Street, passing all the tourists crossing the streets, thinking how pleasant it was to live in a place that everyone wanted to see. And Charleston is no cheesy resort. She is noble and grand. People came here to learn, to be enriched. Of course, my enthusiasm was tempered by the natural reserve with which Charlestonians have the good fortune to be born. I swung into my narrow driveway on Queen Street. I didn't even slam my car door, but left it open, intending to stay only long enough to get what I needed. I was already